A diamond has long been a symbol of commitment, love, and trust. Isn't it time the diamond industry showed us the same values behind the scenes? Clean Origin is leading the engagement ring industry toward a brighter future, designing elegant lab-grown diamond fine jewelry that never compromises our values. A brand that doesn't just talk the talk, but one that was founded to make a difference, to offer a more environmentally friendly, conflict-free, and price-accessible choice without any compromises on quality.
Lab diamonds are grown in a lab using cutting-edge technology that replicates the process of natural diamonds. A lab-grown diamond is chemically, physically, and visually identical to a mined diamond without the adverse effects of traditional diamond mining. And for a price of up to 10 times less, we don't know why you'd choose anything else.
You know, I'm a Sag. I'm always going to say bigger is better. And with these prices, 3 carats is the new 1 carat, baby. Go big. Honestly, 5 carats is the new 3 carats if you really want to go there.
You all know that we know a thing or two about engagement rings, and these Clean Origin rings are simply stunning, classic designs, and for a fraction of the price. From the color of your metal to the center stone and setting, you'll be able to customize every aspect of this very important lifetime piece of jewelry. Whether you're looking for an engagement ring or tennis bracelet or diamond stud earrings, Clean Origin has beautiful diamond jewelry that you'll be wearing forever.
You can use code What's Your Sign for $100 off all orders over $1,000. That's $100 off all orders over $1,000.
Go to cleanorigin.com and use our code What's Your Sign at checkout for $100 off of your order of $1,000 or more.
Use our promo code What's Your Sign, all spelled out. Check out Clean Origin today.
Guys, this is Stevie from What's Your Sign. Hope you're having a lovely Labor Day Monday vacay. We are re-releasing our Astrology of Cheese, What's Your Cheese episode with Madeline Hall, aka the Cheese Babe. This is an episode from back in 2019, back when we would record in person. But this was one of our first over Skype, rest in peace Skype. They're still functioning, just we all use Zoom now. Interview. So the quality can be a little soft and funky, but we promise you, if you don't mind listening to a scrambled phone call energy, this episode's so good because we go over the astrology of cheese for every sign. Our minds are blown from cheesemonger Madeline because she had some cheeses I've just never even heard of before. Amazing rec, amazing tips and tricks. It was so fun to listen back to this episode. So enjoy. Just wanted to also come in here and say thanks for listening. We love you guys so much. And also, if you do want more bonus episodes, subscribe to our Patreon. We are at patreon.com/ What's Your Sign podcast. We have 2 bonus episodes every month for our new moon and full moon. So we have the new moon that came out yesterday for this Virgo new moon. And we also have a Discord chat room for all our astro heads so we can talk, ask questions, refer books, resources. It's a great tool. And just a fun place to hang out. And then we also do a Zoom monthly live Q&A where we pull up your charts and chat and just talk about whatever comes up, like cheese or whatever we're interested in. So we hope to see you over on Patreon. We do this podcast as a labor of love. All these episodes are free. So why not give us $5 or $10 a month to support our indie ass podcast so we can keep making episodes like this one, but hopefully also with better digital recording quality next time. Okay, either way, enjoy this episode on cheese. Sorry to the vegans.
What's your sign, baby? What's your sign? What's your sign?
Welcome to What's Your Sign? I'm Julia Loken.
I'm Stevie Anderson.
And I'm the salty, creamy, I don't know.
The curdled.
The curdin way of this voice. Podcast. you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We're a little
cheesed up, if you will.
Yeah, we're cheesed up and ready to cheese.
Exactly.
We are truly cheesed up. We've been eating. Lisa made queso, and I have been just eating it with a spoon, like it's soup.
Cheese soup.
It is soup, kind of.
And it's, yeah, I would recommend it. It doesn't. One time, like, have you ever tried to like eat a dip or something like by itself, and then you always are like, oh, this is so good, and then you're like, no, it's a dip. It's not. But this is definitely not one of those. This one, it's like, oh, this is a standalone thing. It's great. Dipped, but also soup.
I always look for the thinnest vessel for like dips and like things of that nature, like your wafer watery crackers, because I want the fuck the cucumber, fuck the cracker, I just want whatever is there. I want the main event. So get into my mouth as soon as you can. Spoon works too, baby.
One of my new favorite things is I like to make like tuna salad, and
love.
Then cut a cucumber kind of long ways,
and have like
a slice of avocado, a little tuna, and just like a little cuke sandwich.
That is language. That is my summer. Well, now that's hot out. That's my summertime lunch: tuna salad, celery, soy sauce. Because I learned that when I worked at Jimmy John's, because I was a sandwich artist. We do a little soy sauce in there, big salt rocks, cracked pepper, like. Cucumber is like as the little vessel slice too, and then like if we're really getting there, a little smoked salmon on top, a little like splash of creme cheese, like to make it like almost like a mock lox, if you will. Okay. Like some just some food for that.
Wow. That all sounds really good.
Yum.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
And I'm also on that low carb tip right now, so that is right up my alley. Mm-hmm.
High protein, baby.
Also, just lettuce wrap everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is here, and the time is right for wrapping your food in lettuce
or cheese,
and eating cheese with a spoon.
Quattery crunches only.
I love it. We're doing things a little bit out of order today, so. You don't need to know that, but I'm telling you anyways, because that's what we do here. Transparency.
Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, if we're being honest, the astrology chat usually starts at around minute 25.
Yeah,
30.
20.
If you're here for that, go for it.
Yeah.
You're not going to miss any huge news in the beginning of most episodes.
Yeah. So. And also, like, all podcasts do it besides, like, Democracy Now, where it's just the news.
I mean, we're not just going straight to anal. You know what I mean?
you gotta let the oven preheat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So again, you can always
stop being so
through.
Goal oriented in your podcast listening.
Whoa!
You know?
Yeah, and enjoy the ride. I mean, come on. You're probably
or don't and fucking fast forward.
True.
Yeah. That's your choice, but don't blame us. This you is how we do it.
You can speed.
Yeah,
that's true.
Put it on 2x.
2x.
I have listened to it on 2x though, and I don't like the way it sounds.
It's scary. It's like it so. It's like in like a horror movie when like the merry-go-round starts going too fast. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Like or when the record's spinning because there's
a
demon.
Yeah, a demon. We have some fun shit coming up though.
Yeah. We do. Yes, we are so excited. This episode is coming out on Monday. This coming Friday. The 21st of June, the summer solstice, we are having a live podcast event in Los Angeles.
Yes, LA area signers, come please. I know it's fun to sit at home on a Friday night. That's my usual sit at home night, but it's the midsummer. So it's midsummer. Come hang out with us. We have a really fun event planned
at
too.
The Plus Bus at the 8 Plus o'clock.
Bus. 8 o'clock. Show
in
up.
Highland Park. It's going to be a live podcast, but it's I guess most importantly, it is going to be a fundraiser. We're going to be raising money for the last Planned Parenthood in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Last abortion clinic in general in Missouri, which is just fucking bonkers. And if you disagree with this fundraising, again, not the podcast for you.
Check out.
You
can, I don't know how you've stuck with us this long, to be honest.
They are just tuning in.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's, like, really wild articles about this clinic, and they're just, like, super deep in over their heads, and there's picketers there all the time, and we need to support them. And so we are, and we're having a fundraiser, $5 suggested donation entry, and beyond that, we have some amazing raffle prizes at the event.
This is bonkers.
Yeah, like, I want to rig this thing. I want to win everything, but I can't. It wouldn't look fair.
Yeah, if this wasn't, you know, like a fundraiser thing, I would just...
Like, spam. I would spam the fundraiser. I would put in $50.
Or
I'd be like, okay.
Be like, oh, yeah, it was a raffle. Like, okay. Like, oh, we pulled names. I just, like, wouldn't even pull a name. Yeah. I'd just take the basket. I wouldn't even put it out. I'd be like, oh, we only got a few prizes for it. We just, like, only have the... But there's nothing. There's nothing that is in our prizes that I would be like,
oh, there's no
I'll put this out.
Yeah, there's no booger prizes in
here. There's nothing bad.
No.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And all just, like, Reiki sessions, tarot readings, chart readings from yours truly. There's some just really good stuff.
There's some cool stuff. And the event has some cool stuff coming up, too.
Yes.
We're going to have guest performers as well. Our dear friend Lindsay Adams will be there doing some baking stuff.
Past guests. Mm-hmm. We're going to see new guests. Mm-hmm. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have drink.
Drag.
Food.
Well, everyone loves a drag show. Happy Pride Month, everybody. It's honestly, it's just going to be fun. And it's fun for a good cause, which is always, feels a little more fun.
Hey, if you like to party, if you like to rage on Friday night, make it your pregame.
Totally. I think, mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea. I mean, I'm going out. I'm lifting. I'm going out after. I'm chugging the box wine. I already put the boyfriend in charge of the raffle. We're just going to go hard. And we're going to have, like, a good time at the Plus Bus. And if you haven't been to the Plus Bus before, they've had some of the most fun events I've been to in LA. They really, like, make a community. And it's just, like, there's just going to be, like, fun, sexy, free people there. And just come out Friday, June 21st.
I cost money. I'm not free.
Yes, it's not free. We are asking.
No, I'm
free.
I'm not like a free person.
Free spirit
to be my friend.
Free spirited, no, free and wild.
That's very funny. Do we want to tell them some of the people that we're going to be getting prizes from? And
yeah,
let's do it.
I just had like a wait. Who is it again? Well, I know like Flower Child Bruja, who's been our Instagram crush for like too damn long with her amazing smudge sticks and just like flower. Her like Insta stories of her creating her sticks is just like so hypnotizing, because she'll show the time lapse footage of like all the care that goes into it, and it's just really cool.
We have stuff from us, Not All Geminis, Gabby Hurstick.
Okay, Not All Geminis is doing personal memes of your chart. Just saying, like, people will like spread blood for this prize. Yeah. Like, I want to win this prize. Oh, yeah. Gabby Hurstick, past guest. She's going to have a prize. She's also doing a summer solstice closing, which is going to be, I'm sure, lovely. She basically made us cry when she was on the pod. Yeah. So, very excited to see her. Miranda Finneberger, who's just like a fucking badass. Jasmine Wolf, who we've all got
readings from,
or numerology readings from.
And she's so amazing.
Yeah. Like,
guys, I've also gotten a tarot reading from her. She's
oh,
amazing.
Really? Yeah. Oh. Beth Cubb is this badass British illustrator who has drawn my naked titties before. And she has all this amazing, like, nude, crude, lewd, like things that be banned in like so many countries, like illustrations. She's gonna mail that straight from Britain. So you're getting some like first class postage over here. Aaliyah Walson's amazing tarot reader. She's doing, I think one of her prizes is like a self-love based something with self-love.
Yes,
it was a self-love reading.
Like,
yes,
amazing.
Christine of Receptive Tarot. I mean, her, like, we've also been introduced to some new people in our community that are just like bangers. Yes. And Brittany Leitero.
We also
have bike tune-ups from Revenge Fantasy Bicycles.
Yes.
And people have
are donating like cute item things.
Yeah, we just got some earrings we're honestly, now that we've just started rolling, so many people are so excited that we're just getting more and more gifts every day.
So this is just the tip of the iceberg. We are going to have amazing prizes available. This is going to a fantastic cause, and we're just going to have a great time.
Yeah, and it's our first live event in LA. We've been in New York. We've been in Chicago. And now it's time to, like, rock the home base,
motherfucker. We're coming home, baby.
I'm coming home. I'm so coming come out home
this Friday, June 21st, 8 p.m. at the Plus Bus.
Yes. See you there. We'd
love to see you there. And if you are not in the L.A. area.
Oh, yes.
We keep an ear out. We do believe there will be potentially an option for you to participate.
Insta live.
Yeah. I was like, surprise. It's Instagram live. Okay.
We'll go on Instagram. I don't know if we'll be live, but we will be doing a donation over there, probably.
I'm terrified to go Instagram
live. We're going live. We're going live. I'm making it happen. It might not be the best quality film, but I am going to go live at our event.
Well, you know what it is with the lives? You always see like everybody comes on and you see all the like the little eyeballs in the corner and it's like 50 eyeballs. And then within 10 seconds, it's like 8 eyeballs. Like everyone's like,
I just want to peek. That's okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what? They're like, oh, are they naked?
Every time I've ever seen an Instagram live, it's been on accident. So I do not begrudge anyone for unliving.
Live is vulnerable.
It is. It's terrifying. It's I'm terrified, but I'm
scary.
Excited.
We're going to have so much fun at this event. We're just going to be like, woo, with our phones out.
Yes. I'm scared, but I'm going to do it anyways because yeah. I'm going to push through for you guys. But yeah, it's going
to
be great.
So we might be giving away a prize to someone who donates through our Insta story. So just come on this Friday. Keep your eyes peeled. I'm just saying.
Just
8 p.m. Pacific time if you're elsewhere in the world or country or what have you.
But
anyhow,
it's going to be great. And we hope to see you there. We do have, before we get into this week's fantastic episode, we do have a few reviews we need to read.
Yes. Some and we are five-star trying babies. To spread them out. So if you're like, I did mine in April, that's like kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah.
We're going to get there. We're catching up.
Y'all, we asked for your five-star reviews and you listened. We got so many and we thought we could just like kind of breeze through and we have a shit ton and we really appreciate it because it's really the only metric we have to be found in this podcast world. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
and it
you.
Also just makes us feel good and we appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to do it. That's really.
And they're long and thoughtful pretty much most of the time.
Yeah. Really friggin' awesome. So without further ado, here are some of our five-star reviews.
The first review I see comes from Fortunata underscore V, and it's entitled Learning, Laughing, Love It. So many podcasts out there. Why listen to this one? Well, these women are relatable and approach all aspects of astrology with a strong ability to explain what, why, and how the weekly topics can round out your daily life and the connection to the stars. They do it in a way that's informative and empowering, not patronizing, and don't leave any language or concept undefined. I used to listen in the car, but now I feel confident enough to follow along and need to have my natal chart out and take notes. Yes, there's a lot of banter. However, I enjoy the conversation, and personally, I feel like it contributes to the entertainment aspect of this podcast. You're right. Do you want facts and instruction? This podcast might not be for you. However, if you want an entertaining and confidence-boosting podcast that will inform and have you laughing along with three women who will become friends, then I highly recommend starting from episode one. Thanks for doing this podcast, ladies, and keep up the fantastic work.
Damn. Thank you so much. I see you in Canada. You. Yes. I see Fortunata.
Oh, Canada. I love it.
You are our friend.
Wow.
I love it. Next review. This is just my favorite emoji heart. It's the pink one with the gold sparkles around it. Mm-hmm. Three of those. So off to a fantastic start. This is from Sleepy BB.
I love Sleepy BB.
In Australia. Love you, Sleepy. This review says, so in love with this podcast and have enthusiastically recommended it to almost everyone I know. Such an easy way to absorb a bunch of astrological info while keeping it light and fun instead of feeling like you're reading a textbook. My astrology obsession would never have reached such heights without you. Sending some Aussie appreciation from an ever conflicted Cancer Sun, Cat Moon, Gemini Rising. Again, another cute little heart. I love it. Thank you so much, Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Oh my god, I bet you are sleepy.
I know. Just like
Cancer Sun, Cat Moon,
but the gem.
Because they're go, they're exhausted. But they're also sleepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're exhausted from
they're
doing
so
the most.
Tired. Yes. Are you tired?
Sleepy baby. Last review of the night. You won't regret listening. This is like a, you searched keyboard symbols and searched heart, Mrs. Heart, Nick, Heart, Jonas, Heart, which celebrities coming through again. We had Sam Elliott before. Now we have Mrs. Nick. Isn't that Priyanka?
Priyanka Chopra, thank you so much for listening.
You won't regret listening. I look forward to these episodes every week. I'm newer to astrology, Cap Sun, Pisces Moon, Libra Rising. And I feel like this is a great pod to start with. I love the casual discussions at the beginning. They make me feel like I'm getting to know the girls. Overall, great podcast. Smile.
Aww. Thank you so much, Mrs. Nick Jonas. And congratulations, congratulations on your recent nuptials.
Oh, my God.
So happy for you.
That touched the heart right there.
Thank you so much. If you like the podcast and you feel compelled to write us something nice, we would be so grateful, and we will be reading your reviews here.
Yes.
5 stars only. Doesn't mean it has to be a positive review, but you do have to rate it 5 stars.
Yes.
You could still give us a scathing review.
Yeah, you could call us like turd suckers.
Yeah, but if you want us to read it on here.
I am a turd sucker. And I take offense to that.
I'm a straight to anal turd sucker.
Anal turd sucker.
That's my
Mrs.
But yeah, if you love our banter like that,
if you love it.
Absolutely live for it.
But thank you to those who have written reviews. As we said, we're working through them. And if you want to leave us one, please do. We love it. And we love doing this podcast for you, so thank you. And now enjoy our episode.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going. All right. We have an extra special guest here with us today. She actually, it's in the title of her profession. She is a cheese epicurean specialist. She's also just a cheese babe. Madeline Hall.
How's it going?
Hi.
How's it going?
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yay. I'm glad we put out a call for cheese experts, and I figured there'd be a signer out there somewhere, and then we found you, and I'm so happy. I was looking at your Instagram, and I just saw this beautiful cheese, and I was like, yes, because cheese is a big topic on the pod. It comes up a lot. We're typically eating cheese while we pod. So we just want to chat all things cheese, and okay. A babe seems appropriate for that.
What's your sign also?
Oh, yes.
My sun is Aquarius.
Okay.
And my moon and rising are both in Taurus.
Yeah. Oh. That tracks.
Yes.
So how long have you been into cheese? And also, how long have you been doing astrology? And when did they meet for you?
Okay. So I've been into cheese probably since I started eating. I love cheese. I think it's super tasty. I was a vegan for a hot second, but the cheese brought me out of it because can't live without it. I couldn't do it. I've officially worked in cheese for just over a year, and I'm studying to get my cheesemonger's license, which is like this big scary test, but I'm really excited about it.
Ooh. Oh my God. What does this test entail?
So you have to, they only offer it in, I think, Portland and Wisconsin.
Okay.
And it's like a long multiple choice test about what different cheeses taste like, smell like, feel like, all different, you know, things, how to pair cheeses with meats and dips and spreads and stuff like that. So it's just like a really intense, got to know everything about cheese, the history of cheese, the process of making cheese, things like that. So it's a lot, and it's going to be really challenging, and most people don't pass it their first time, but I probably will because I'm great.
Yeah.
I believe you will. For sure.
Oh, Taurus determination, like all that fixed sign determination, like it's going to happen. Or if not, I feel like it might be like that one person that's like, can I take it the next day? Like, you know, like that was me with my driver's test when I failed. I instantly was like, I'm going back tomorrow and I'm really? Going
to
get.
I didn't know they let you do that. They had to give you like a bumper period.
It might depend on the state, but I think it's like you get 3 fails in like a short period of time, and then they're like, you need to like stop driving.
I failed my driver's test 3 times, had to wait a few. I think I waited a year actually and then passed.
There you go. See, all well, in due time.
That's not what this cheese test is going to go like. This one is going to be your chance to redeem your test.
Multiple choice is so interesting. Do you do anything live for the test, like touching or holding or demoing or anything like that? Or is it just paper?
It's just paper. There's a second one that you can do that is live where you like taste it and you actually like put cheddar in your nose, like shove it up your nostril for part of it. It's very interesting.
That's so cool.
That sounds fun.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Okay. This is funny because I'm thinking of like a lot of conversations we've had on the podcast, but also things that I've said, like when I guess schooling would be the answer, but like when do you feel like you go from like cheese enthusiast to like cheese professional? But so, I know you like actually got a job at it, but like what,
when do you cross the line?
Or what do you think makes like a cheese
a professional is like, you know, getting a job in the field or in the, you know, even if, at like a deli, something like that, you can kind of cross over. But I think going from like a casual cheese eater to being like an obsessive cheese person is like how much you spend on cheese and how much you're willing to throw down for some cheese.
Damn.
Because, you know, if you see a hunk of cheese that's $20 for one little tiny piece of cheese and you're like, absolutely, I need to taste this, then, you know, some people might call that a problem, but I think it's great. It's your passion.
What's the most you've ever spent on a piece of cheese?
Oh, piece or like a wheel situation?
Let's hear both. I want both.
Both? Okay. One piece of cheese I spent, let's see. There's this Parmesan called Red Cow Parm, and it's aged really long, and it's $40 a pound. And I spent $25 on one very small piece of it. It was totally worth it.
All right.
A wheel, I've spent over $90 on the wheel.
All right. What do you do with that small, precious piece? Like, when you get one of those, like, golden,
like... Do you
like,
put it on bread, or is it, like, a purism? I'm just having a cheese slice.
Right.
So I eat a little bit by itself, but that I grated over some pasta.
That was a surprise, but that was like a happy surprise.
Have you had that pasta that they make in the cheese wheel?
Raclette or the Parmesan pasta?
Well, not raclette. Yeah, they do it in Parmesan. They do it in different ones, I think.
I have had the Parmesan pasta. It's pretty dank.
Good. I tried to make one of those, like, you know, those videos where it's like overhead shots of like cooking and it's all like cute meals. I tried to do like a brie wheel pasta and it was a fucking mess. It was just like that shit melts just so, or at least the one that I had melted so fast that it was just, it was good and we just kind of slopped it all together, but the video made it look like it was going to be its own freestanding little, you know, bowl. And it was like, I should have known better with brie. Like, this is going to get hot and slippery real quick.
What kind of brie did you use, you know?
You know, I really want to become, just like with astrology, I want to become a better cheese person. It was probably the cheapest one available, and I'm not proud of that. I'm just starting to, like, upgrade from, like, the cheapest bottle of wine to, like, the second cheapest bottle of wine. But it's, you know, it's hard. It's hard to make that leap.
Also, certain grocery stores here have way different selections.
Yeah. True.
Like, there are certain ones where even, like, the same brand of store will have like a big cheese area in one, and the other one will just be like, there's like some pub cheese and like whatever that little ball that has nuts on the outside of it. It's like, that's not fancy. I don't know why this is here.
Yeah, that's true. Some, they can definitely vary. I mean, I'm from the Midwest, so Wisconsin cheese was like always kind of readily available. Like, you could get like a decent cheddar that I feel like was a good price and just like a lot of bang for your buck. But here, yeah, it can depend. I always go to the Albertsons in our area because they cater to those are cheese people up there. My local Ralph's, not so much. And you're in Idaho? Yeah.
I'm in Idaho. I'm actually in Albertsons territory. This is where Albertsons was created.
Oh, whoa. Full circle. They have the best cheese in town for local.
Also in Idaho.
Whole Foods is good. Trader Joe's has a pretty good selection.
Right.
You all, LA, right?
Yeah.
What area of LA are you in?
East side.
We're like east side, east central, LA. East LA.
We're all in different east side neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm from Pasadena originally.
Oh, okay. All right. There
I
you
work
go.
In Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
we're on the quest.
Rose City, baby.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Did cheese bring you to Idaho? Or no?
No, an ex-boyfriend, a tourist, brought me to Idaho.
Well.
But is there a cheese scene in Idaho? Or are you kind of like paving your own way?
It's a little bit of both. So because Albertsons is based here, there's a lot of cheesy opportunities. But I've only you know, a year isn't very long to be working in an industry, and I get to like teach classes all the time and make up my own classes and like do stuff like that. That's really fun. So I'm sort of paving away in a cheese land, but I have a lot of support from like the Albertsons company and people in grocery here in That's Idaho. Cool. And there's a lot of like cool local creameries too.
Mm. What did you do before you did cheese?
I actually worked in radio for 10 years.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a shock jock?
No. I was in LA. Was my first job. And I did a talk radio show in Portland, mostly like producing stuff, but I did host a couple little segments.
Hell yeah. I feel like Cheese Babe is a good, like, that could be a radio DJ name and your current name. Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like a late night cheese feast with the Cheese Babe or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or even like a NPR, like, you know, Sunday, like Saturday weekend, you know, food kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a cheese on the road where you like kind of like buy a motorcycle with like a little scarf, go from town to town and try different cheeses, mm-hmm. and point out where, like, if you're going to be in these places, like what is the best possible cheese you could get there? So what's the cheese we should look out, like, what's like the number one West Coast cheese, for selfishly asking?
West Coast cheese?
Like, where are we getting, yeah, like the best, like from the source, like it doesn't have to travel far, like what's like the good, is there regional cheeses?
I guess? are we leading the charge in anything here in California or no?
So I really like, oh man, there's so many good ones. Point Reyes makes really good if you like blue cheese.
Okay.
Blue cheese is really, really good. Cypress Grove, I think, is up near Petaluma. I'm like forgetting right now. I'm pretty sure it's up way up north. But they're like all cow free. So it's just goat and sheep's milk cheeses, and they're super, super yummy. Mm. Very tasty.
Mm. Okay.
I know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. I love goat cheese.
Also, Laura Chanel, which is for sure in Petaluma. They're the first creamery to make goat cheese in the United States ever.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. Is that on the test?
What?
Is that on the test?
It might be.
Well, you know what? If we're giving it to you, you pass.
Well, it's like,
yeah, you know, 1979.
Whoa. That was the first use of goat cheese?
No, the first
use. First American company to produce and sell it.
Gotcha.
I just can't get over how truly perfect I feel like. I don't know the rest of your chart, but just based on Big Three, I feel like you are really in like a perfect thing, because I know it's like a cliche of tourists, you know, like, oh, tourists like to eat, but it's like, you know, sensuality and nourishment and all of that, you know, not in a like, you know, hat cliche way, but in a way that where it's like quality being important and all of that, but then also this Aquarian like bound endless knowledge of like minutiae when it comes to cheese, and also knowing, you know, knowing how things go together. And yeah,
well, and cheese seems, I would assume, is like a science. It's kind of sciencey. Like, I still don't, I know it's like cultured dairy-ish things, right? Like, can you, in a short description, how does cheese get made for those that listening at home?
So you start with milk, and you have to add a starter. So like rennet is a non-vegetarian friendly one. Most cheeses are not vegetarian friendly, FYI.
Okay.
So you put that in and you heat it up, and that curdles the milk and it separates the whey. And so it depends on the cheese. So some cheese you can just like be fatty. Other cheese you like skim all the skin off of it, you know, so it's a skim cheese. And then they're all different on how they age. So
gotcha.
Fresh cheeses like feta or chèvre, which is the fresh goat cheese that's just like soft and smooth and delicious. Those don't age very long at all. Sometimes up to a week, sometimes up to 3 weeks, but usually, you know, not really at all. Parmesan can age up to like 3 years. There are Goudas that are 20 years old. Like, you can age it for a really long time and in different ways, and that's how you create the different flavors and textures and colors of cheese.
Okay, so in my culture, there's this cheese and it smells really bad, and my aunt would let it mold in her closet. Is that sanitary? She would say that it was.
Like, as a grocery employee, no. Enthusiast, absolutely eat that.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a delicacy.
So, like, the best cheese is, like, kind of, like black market. Like, it's, like, you funky. Can, like, you can fuck with it a little bit, and it's going to be...
I mean, it depends on your taste.
Yeah.
All right.
That's totally fair.
So, do you... ever consciously involve astrology in your cheese work?
Yeah, like, when is conception with Jesus? Can we have a date, a birthday for a cheese?
Yeah. So they're like cheeses that are springtime cheeses and stuff like that, but I do think about it. I think I talked to Stevie about this a little bit before. I'm working on a Instagram account that like does weekly horoscopes with cheese. And I think about it all the time. I'm like, yes. Okay, Mercury's going retrograde. I'm going to need me something that's going to keep me grounded. Let's do something heavy. You know what Ooh. I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always thinking about it. But I broke down for different signs, like what cheese I thought represents them the most. I don't know necessarily that it's like, you're this sign, you need to eat it. But it's like, you have the same characteristics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. You want to start with Aries?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So most of them I did just general types of cheese, but there are a couple that are specific, like, to a brand.
Okay.
Aries okay.
Aries is one of them. So Sartori is a company. They're actually Wisconsin-based, like you, Stevie. and they're...
What was it called?
They make, like, Italian-style cheeses. They're an Italian family, but, oh, they're so good. So they have this one type of cheese that's called a Bella Vitano. And it's a mix between a cheddar and a Parmesan, so it's harder than your basic cheddar, but it still has that really sharp, beautiful cheddar flavor and little crunchy crystals from the aging process.
Ooh.
And they have different flavors. So the one I chose for Aries is their espresso. It's completely rubbed and covered in espresso. So it's really bold and it's strong and it's, you know, it's a harder cheese. And espresso, you know, it like goes fast. It's going to get you there. It's like in your face, delicious, and coffee.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
God, okay. I love this. That is so cool. Wait, what was the company called?
Sartori.
Okay. I jotted down cheeses that I just like gut in. And again, I know like cheddar, like I'm like very, I'm sad with it, but I did write down a sharp cheddar because I thought Aries just like to the point I could see them like gnawing on it on their fridge, like late at night, like just kind of like a grab and go sort of like
the 3 a.m. encounter with your sharp
oh yeah, like the block just has like the gnawing teeth marks on the end.
Well, I think it also is funny because sharp cheddar to me seems like one of the, depending on like where you grow up, but it feels like one of the first kind of like step ups from regular cheese. Like when you're a kid, you get like Kraft singles or whatever, like it's a more mild flavor, and then they're like, all right, you're ready to try this like sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
Which to me is very Aries, where it's like, oh yeah, have you had this sharp cheddar? And everyone's like, yeah, we've been eating all other kinds of cheeses. Like
that's amazing. Espresso. Is it really coffee-y or is it like just a hint?
So it's all on the rind, so like if you get to the center of the cheese, you can't really taste it, but it's straight up ground espresso beans, so it's like crunchy. Ooh, and
that's so cool.
You know,
damn.
I love it.
Damn.
All right, Taurus.
Taurus, I feel like this is a little bit of an easy one, but I did a triple cream brie because it's luxe. Super soft, cozy, but also strong. You know, you can get a brie that has a really strong flavor, and it's firmer than a double cream because it's more, you know, it's closer to butter. And everybody loves it. And everyone loves Taurus, right?
Yes. On this pod, I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that's true at all.
I think, I mean, I do.
I agree with the cheese, but I don't think everyone loves Taurus.
I feel like Tauruses are one of those ones that it's like, I feel like more people love them and hate them, but the people that hate them, like, fucking hate them.
I don't know. I see a lot of hate on the internet.
I'm
a Taurus too, but I just see that.
I don't think we're like, I think it was, you know, it started really with like a lot of Gemini, Scorpio. Then I think we're slowly transmorphing into the Libras, and then Pisces getting a little bit of shape. I think Taurus is hate time is like coming. I think it's gonna come.
I see it already. So yeah. I don't know.
Well,
but I agree. Everyone should love a tourist. We're loyal as fuck, and we will go do fun things like try new restaurants and hang out and just like chat and cuddle.
Eat cheese.
But I put Brie as well. I am on a roll. But how do we feel about like, and I'm guilty of this, and this might be like my naiveness of like tub cheese. Like Brie, my only issue is like the whole rind. Do we eat rinds with Brie? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Eat the rind.
All right. I'm a picky eater with the rind. How do we feel about like tub versions of Brie? Oh my god, I know. I'm so sorry.
I'm against it.
That's her Aries moon talking.
I work at a cheese shop. When people come and ask for that, I'm like, no, sorry. We just don't have that, and you can go home now.
Bye. Yeah, it's a.
I'm a snob. I'm a cheese snob.
I'm just lazy, hence Taurus, where I'm just like, ooh, derine me, baby. But
you could cut the rind off the top and eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, it's just I feel like I lose a lot of it. That's my only like.
Why should we eat the rind? Like, what is the? I'm sure there's like a purpose.
So there are different kinds of rinds. They're like fully edible rinds. They're ones that are made out of wax. That like, yeah, you can eat it, but don't. Why would you eat wax? And then there's like Parmesan. It has a natural rind, is what it's called. It naturally develops, and you can eat it, but it's really hard, and I wouldn't recommend it. But you can like cook it in broth, and it makes broths really, really yummy.
Ooh.
So a bloomy rind, which is what a Brie would have, it's just like tiny mushrooms. If you looked at it under a microscope, it's tiny mushrooms, and that's where Brie gets its flavor.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hold up. This rind in the soup just blew my mind. Is that rind dissolving, or is it like a bay leaf where you take it out at the end?
It depends on how long you cook your soup. It can fully dissolve. You can also, I haven't tried this, but I saw this on Instagram, so it could be a lie. I saw that you can microwave rinds and it turns into like those little parm crisps, those like crackers made out of Parmesan. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I gotta try it. I don't know.
I don't know about the microwave.
I would oven.
Yeah. I make that in the oven all the time on parchment paper. Not with the rinds, but just with regular cheese. But that's rind is like upgraded version, I feel like.
It scares me because it's so tough. Like, we have to cut it, and it's so hard. You can hardly, we have like these huge industrial knives, and you can barely cut it with that.
Whoa.
So I wouldn't know about like putting it in my mouth and chewing on it.
Yeah. You know?
Yes.
But I like the idea of soaking out like the last drops of
cheese.
It's like the bones of the cheese.
That's so cool. Like bone marrow, but parm marrow.
I also gave a shout out to mac and cheese because I just feel like it's like a tourist necessity. Do you have a fave cheese for a mac and cheese?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's a Spanish fontina called Fiorella. That's amazing. It's so good, and it's the best like base for mac and cheese. Usually I'll add a sharp cheddar to it to kind of kick up the flavor a little bit. And there's one, well, there are a few, like Tillamook makes one and Beecher's makes one, but like a really basic cheddar that has black peppercorn in it. Really good with that.
What's our noodle shape of choice?
Elbow.
Okay. Yes. Classic.
Classic.
I love it.
Straight up Mac.
Classic.
Love it.
Gemini.
I did Chev. Which is just your soft goat cheese, the fresh one. I have a hard time with Gemini. Like, I mean, I guess everyone does a little bit. I love Gemini. I find that I'm like most compatible with Gemini. But at first, I'm like, I'm not going to like you. Like, right off the bat, I'm not going to like you. So Chev is like really tangy, but it can go savory or sweet, which I feel like works with the duality of Gemini. And it can be really mild, or you can, you know, age it a little bit longer, like 3 weeks, and it can get pretty funky. And it's actually called like a barnyard smell, where it's grassy and smells like hay. People either love goat cheese or they super hate goat cheese, and they feel like people are like that. I guess they're like that with most signs, but especially Gemini.
I think best with paired with something like a little fruit and goat cheese, or like a little like nuts, and you know, where Gemini is also like. Best in pairs.
Goat cheese on pizza. That's my just absolute favorite.
I am a staunch Gemini advocate, and I fucking love goat cheese.
I mean, goat cheese is
perfect. There we go.
So maybe you'll have some insight of where this note came from. I'm mainly working off the signs themselves rather than knowing cheese, but I felt like I could see them attracted to your marbly, your blue looking, like your, I like Google image, I'm like a sage derby, like these like kind of just like showboaty, like they look cool, and I feel like a gem might be like, this looks cool, like I just want to eat this cheese. But from a flavor profile, like some of these cheeses I have like once or twice, some I haven't had before. Like, what do you think about a sage derby or something marbly like that?
See, I love sage derby. I think that's super tasty cheese, really good in a grilled cheese. It's really yummy. I actually was thinking for Gemini, one of my runner-ups was porter cheese. I don't know if you've seen or heard that, but it's like brown marbling and it's porter beer mixed with cheddar. And it's really yummy, but it has this like kind of sweet, funky, like chocolatey from the porter, like a chocolate flavor to it. But then it also has that strong cheddar, which is really good. So yeah, I totally feel you on the marble.
Cool. Just want to check in where it was like coming from and feeling seen, feeling verified.
All right. Cancer.
The crabs. Is there crab cheese?
There's not crab cheese. Well, there might be. I don't know. I have a couple cross crab cheese. But I went with washed rind. Have you guys heard of a washed rind cheese?
No.
No.
Okay, most people haven't heard of it, but like have possibly tried it before. It starts its life as a brie, right? So it's like soft and gooey, but then instead of dry aging, it's washed usually with beer or wine. And so it develops this bright orange or sometimes red rind, which is like a little crab.
Oh my god.
Cute. Is that like Port Salut?
Yeah, Port Salut.
Okay.
It's a wash rind.
Yeah, I've had that.
So is a like a really good, I call it my gateway wash rind because wash rinds can get really funky, like very funky and like a little bitter, which I feel like cancer.
That's a cancer if I've ever heard a description.
Dumb. Yeah. Wait, are these wash rind cheeses from a specific region or are these kind of just like everywhere?
Originally, they're French, but you can get them anywhere. My favorite is actually Red Hawk from Cowgirl Creamery, which is in California.
Mm.
Really, really good.
I just had this French feeling for cancers because I feel like every cancer I know is like a little bit of a Francophile. Like they love French shit or like the language or movies or just like the vibe. So I just went with like a camembert, like a classic, like...
Yeah.
Put it on a baguette, just very like nostalgic cheese for the cancers. But I was wondering if there was a French connection.
It's a little like runny too, like when you cut into a camembert. It's a little, I feel like cancers have a little extra water in their hearts, you know what I mean?
Gooey, I mean extra gooey inside, you know, maybe that a little hard rind, but getting right into that melty center.
I love this hard wash rind. I want to see like I need to like get on YouTube once.
Should
done.
You be eating those rinds too?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, try. All right. But it's really funky because again, that's where the flavor is. So that like bitter, funky flavor. But if you smell ammonia, and this goes for any cheese, if you smell ammonia, don't eat the cheese.
Okay. Oh. All right. So if it smells like.
That goes
pee.
For any food also. not everything, but
that is a good,
generally.
That's a good cheese specific though too to note because I feel like sometimes people are like, "Oh, it's a cheese. Oh, is it supposed to smell
cheese.
Or right. like yeah, is it supposed bleach to smell cheese. Like that? I don't know. I don't, you know, that kind of thing, especially if you're getting like fancier stuff."
Right. Damn.
Because it's, I mean, they're moldy, they're funky, they're weird, and they're like weird textures. And if you're not used to it, a lot of times it's like, oh, it smells bad, but it's supposed to smell bad. But if it smells like ammonia, it's bad.
It's bad.
That always like blows my stoner brain whenever I'm like in the fridge and I'm like, wait, my cheese is molded, but doesn't it like, isn't it supposed to be mold better than
you just cut the mold off?
True.
Yeah, you can actually just use the blunt end of a knife if it's a hard cheese and just scrape it off.
Oh,
ooh.
I love these tips and tricks. I can't wait to listen back on this and like jot these down in a phone note and be like saving this for later.
All these cheese tips. All right.
Leos.
Leo. Okay. I have a soft spot for Leos. I'm like, I have biases. We all do, I guess.
Why do you love them?
Why do I love Leo? One of my best friends on the planet is a Leo, and I just find them like so very attractive and extra and fabulous. And I like kind of wish I was a Leo a little bit, I think, in my heart.
Well, it's your opposite.
Yeah. Your little polarity.
It's your polarity.
Yeah. And so when I was, you ready for a personal story time?
Yes. Yes.
When I was growing up, obviously I'm an Aquarius, my birthday is in late January, grew up in LA. I couldn't have pool parties for my birthday, so my mom would throw me half birthday parties in July.
Oh.
I have been hearing so many stories about people recently, like not so many, but you're like at least the third person that has told me about their parent throwing a half birthday party. And I think that's so cool because I am also I'm a Thanksgiving baby, but also like I always wanted to have a pool party birthday or something. So I think half birthdays are such a cute. That's very cool.
That's really cute.
Kudos to your mom.
Me and my cousin are half birthdays apart and we always text each other on the other person's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like happy half birthday. Like on my birthday, I'll text him happy half birthday instead of him texting me happy birthday.
Oh. I love that.
So give me a all cheese right, for them lions.
So, okay. Yeah. Enough. We got so distracted.
I went with an extra aged Gouda, preferably over 2 years or 2+. I think of it as like a king cheese because they're usually gold, like gold color, very, very like dark orange. They're super expensive. It's one of the more expensive cheeses that you can buy. They're super strong and decadent and sweet. They're just like, it's the extra of all the cheeses, you know?
Cool. No, I'm loving the like color pairing imagery, but also with this like value and time and energy, like, you know, all the, because some people just need a down and dirty and some people want the luxuriousness. I mean, I just wrote that going back to what we talked about earlier about, I feel like a Leo would love the big Parmesan cheese, like pasta in the wheel, take the picture, like it's a moment. I flew to New York City to get this fucking picture of this like nice trattoria and like just very there. And I feel like just Parmesan, just like, I don't know. I feel like it's underrated. I feel like a good Parmesan's underrated.
Parmesan's the best.
How do we feel about Parmesan tube flake things that go in your fridge?
Craft,
like shaken Parmesan.
Oh, shake cheese?
Yeah.
Is that what
I think it's fine. I don't think it's Parmesan.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I needed to know.
Spill the cheese.
Spill the cheese.
So Parmesan with a G, like Parmigiano, is from Italy and is like real parm. Parmesan with an S is it's American. It's American.
Whoa.
Did y'all hear that life hack? Again, we're just hack after hack after hack. So the G's are like official.
That's like the good stuff. That's real.
Ooh.
That's good to know because sometimes I see them side by side and they're the same price or maybe like a little more extra and... I'm going with G's.
Yeah, go with the G's. Even if it's a little extra, just do it.
I will. You convinced me.
I love it.
Virgs.
Virgo.
The virgins.
Okay, so I want to like backtrack a little bit. For the Aries one, we were talking about that being a sharp cheddar. But that was sharp cheddar mixed with Parmesan, so it's harder. Uh-huh. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Virgo, just extra sharp. No extra coffee rubbed on it or anything like that. They're like aged, therefore they know more than everyone, right? Mm-hmm. They're sharp, clean cut. It's like it's a sharp cheddar. You know what it's going to taste like, basically. Crumbles under pressure.
Whoa.
But the flavor holds up and like super good in a grilled cheese, super good in a mac and cheese. Yeah, it's good. Burgos,
I'm going to add very thin sliced. Like very, like, use like, my mom uses a...
Like the wire
the
thing.
Peeler for potatoes, like very thin slices. I feel like Virgo's like.
That was such a fun toy growing up too. The little like, it was like almost like a harp, you know?
The like Pampered Chef party thing.
Uh-huh.
I like that too because even the, I know, you know, crumbles under pressure is a, you know, a joke too. But I also, but then talking about all of the things that it like, goes into and it works with, that to me is also such a Virgo thing too, because there's so much about service and being, you know, how can I help in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, oh, do you need me to melt in this thing? Do you need me to be
on,
you know,
an apple slice?
Yeah, am I on top of this? Am I that, like, mm-hmm. So it's like wherever you need me, just get me in there. And I'm like, I'm not mad if a sharp cheddar's showing up anywhere. Like, if it's there, I'm glad it's there.
You're happy to see it.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's like, oh, you came. Thank God. Like, everyone here sucks. Like, yeah. Can you help me with the dishes?
Yes.
I don't know why this was a cheese that I couldn't place, and I'm interested to hear what you think about it. I think it seemed like it should go with a fire sign, but I give Manchego to the Virgos. I feel like I feel like wine is very important to a Virgo's meal cheese experience. Like, they don't want to just like nibble on some nice cheese. Like, I feel like it's like a moment and it's like all the best things. And I just feel like just a little Manchego and the nicest wine they can find is just up a Virgo's alley.
I could see that.
But also, everyone loves Manchego.
Manchego for another
side. Ooh, oh, okay.
I cannot wait.
I'm excited to see.
All right.
I forgot Libras on my list until like I was like just leaving, and I was like, damn, I'm like, sorry guys.
Harsh.
How Libra of me. But the Libras.
So for Libras, I chose Manchego. You didn't have to wait at all.
Whoa.
I chose Manchego because everyone likes Manchego, I think.
There you go.
Everyone kind of loves Libras. It's also a very beautiful cheese, and Libras are just really gorgeous. So a young Manchego is really mild, and an aged Manchego is really sharp. So you can decide, or you can go with a six-month Manchego and not have to make any decisions at all. It can be both.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Okay, is Swiss cheese like chill in the cheese community, or is that like for babies?
It's chill in the cheese community.
Okay. I don't know why. Like, I could just see Libras with like a nice Swiss. It's holy, it's airy, and just also like on like a nice sandwich that they're like so cutely eating in the park, and you're just like, wow, look at them eating like the simplest turkey Swiss, like just like
baby
looking
Swiss.
Like
baby Swiss.
A good Jarlsberg is like so good, and it's always more expensive than you think it would be, but you're like, I don't know, is it worth it? And then you get it and you're like, yes, absolutely, this is like so good.
Jarlsberg is one that I will occasionally think that I don't like Swiss cheese, and then I'll have a little chunk of Jarlsberg and I'm like, oh my god, Swiss cheese is so good, what have I been doing?
My damn. Parents used to be like, that would be one of their staple thing. They always did like diet stuff, but that was like low carb. And so they would always have just like slices of Swiss cheese, not Jarlsberg. But so like Swiss cheese, I was like, ugh, this is disgusting. I can't believe they eat this all the time. And then I had Jarlsberg and I was like, I'm sorry.
The like grocery store brand blocks of Swiss cheese are bad.
Yes.
They are not good.
And like the pre-sliced ones, like just in the bag, are very like, of all like the pre-slicey, they're just so
neutral tasting. It doesn't taste like anything. It's like tastes like worse than nothing. Like, it's like dirty nothing.
I love cheese shade.
Yeah, but then you try like Jarlsberg, or is Emmental a separate thing then, or is that just okay? I've been to France, no big deal. But it's like, oh, you're like, oh, this like actually tastes like something. It has flavor. It's really good, and that also to me seems like Libra, because so, if you're, you know, Swiss cheese, Steve.
You're like they're the Swiss, they're neutral.
Or you're like, oh, Swiss cheese, you can't even taste it. It's nothing. You know, Libras, oh, they're so indecisive. But then it's like, oh, no, sometimes they are. It's just, yeah, sometimes it's really nice and it's like good quality.
Mm-hmm. Swiss chat. Right.
Love it. Scorpios.
Okay, Scorpio was the hardest. It was the last one I did because it was just very difficult for me. I went with raclette.
When
you see like those giant wheels that you like melt and then scrape it off onto bowls of pasta, sandwiches, whatever you're eating. It just seems like a passion cheese, and Scorpio seemed passionate. I'm also like slightly afraid of raclette and slightly afraid of Scorpios.
Damn.
So it kind of worked for me.
I would say anything with a hot pepper in it.
Mm.
Like a pepper jack.
Pepper jack, or like a, we have a habanero pepper jack. Yeah. Pepper jack is just hot like that. And like, it's hot. It's real hot. It's spicy, and not everyone can handle it.
Also, every Scorpio I know loves spicy cheese.
Now I feel like I'm looking back at my choices. Now that we've fully discussed more, we're getting deeper into the 12 signs. Now I feel like a fucking idiot putting goat cheese for Scorpios. But you know what I saw when I thought of Scorpios? I feel like they come with their own little, like when they come on the picnic, which is where I'm normally consuming cheeses, they always come with their own little cheese knife and their own little cheese plate. And I feel like they always have like the goat cheese. I just saw them having that like kind of mini log,
its
you know,
own wrapper,
its
yeah,
own thing.
Yeah.
It's like, this is my goat cheese that I actually brought with my serving. But I'm going to share it with you because I only trust you. And it's like choosing to break out the miniatures for like whoever they're sharing cheese with. I think cheese is very social
too. Goat cheese too for Scorpio.
But also again, goat cheese, I mean, oof, I love it.
I just like the, again, I think your choices, I mean, it's no wonder. If any of this is on your test, again, fucking flying colors.
The astrology.
Yeah, be like, I don't know about this, but you should hear my insights into this.
Can we do raclette at home or is this like a restaurant? Should we go to a restaurant?
You can totally do it at home. If you go to a cheese shop, you can buy like a half wheel or a wheel if you like want to invest and do the whole thing. Or you can just get a little slice of it. And I mean, you don't have to cook it, but if you want to, just put it in like a little cast iron skillet. And they have ones that are like cheese shaped.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, that'll fit right on and you just kind of blowtorch it and then slide it off. And it'll slide onto your gooey, delicious food.
I love it too because as a Scorpio, I think it's perfect. I think it's, again, kind of one of those like hard exterior, soft interior mm-hmm. ones. But even more than that, it's like the effort that you need to get to that interior is to me very Scorpio, that it's like you got to prove that you want it, that you need, like that you have a pan and you have a thing.
It's
but then
process.
It's going to pour out everything it has onto everyone, like
also,
it's gonna
like we want the Scorpio softened, you know, we
yeah.
want it a little melted, we don't want them coming in hard as a rock like they can, but we like it when they're like a little gooier
because mm-hmm. it cuts like a knife as they raclette it all. What are we putting raclette on? It's like potatoes normally.
You can put it on potatoes, you can like really put it on anything. It's similar to Swiss in flavor, so anything you'd want like a really delicious Swiss mountain of cheese, you know. Oh. So potatoes work, I think, on top of like a burger. It's
oh.
really yummy.
Oh.
Yeah.
On anything. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Get in.
Yeah, just put
hungry.
Cheese in my we're dead.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. I went with Pecorino Romano, which is sort of similar to Parmesan, kind of. It's a hard Italian cheese. I chose it for Sag because it's like so very salty that it's spicy. And you can only have it in little tiny doses at a time, preferably like grated on some pasta. But it's really, really delicious. And it was a staple of the diets of Roman soldiers. So, you know, it's like super tough. It's going to like stand up to whatever. And it's going to, you know, it's going to be good for you. It's going to be okay.
Well, Madeline, cheese after cheese, you're just like blowing my mind with these like thoughtful, like only things that a cheese babe would know. Roman, I'm sold.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't even give my. I'm done. I'm actually
no,
done playing.
You have to.
Okay,
no,
I went with the smoked Gouda.
Yum.
Really? Okay, I'm furious.
Okay, I think smoked Gouda is like solid, a little like fun there when you need it, and just like I think it's just like I think the I went in with the smoked. I just saw like a smoky, like it's like I'm not like it's like I'm not like regular cheese. I'm a little different.
You know what though? I hate it, but also because I hate smoked Gouda. But
damn.
Also, I imagine that the way I feel about Gouda, smoked Gouda, is like how people feel about Sagittarius, because it's like you eat it and I'm like I cannot. I'm like it's in my mouth all day. It will never. I can't get rid of that taste, and it just like. Fucking over it, like overshadows anything else that I'm eating, and it's too much. And,
I mean, that checks out.
You know, mirror on the wall, who's the smokiest Gouda of all? It's your girl. So I guess it tracks.
Oh my god!
All right,
Capricorn.
I chose. Parmesan, because it's really hard, but it's delicious. the process of making it is like very labor intensive. It's very meticulous. It's like everything has to be perfect. It literally gets tested and graded before it can be sold as Parm. But it's also the number one selling cheese, at least in the shop I work at, by like thousands of dollars every single week.
Damn.
Like it's a very successful, hardworking cheese. It also, like, as hard as it is to make it, it also is really difficult to eat it. So we get it in these big 84-pound wheels. And, like, I'm not a little lady, you know? Like, I'm a normal-sized person, plus a little. I, like, have to lift this 84-pound wheel of cheese and then crack it in half and then crack it. Like, it's literally you're taking a chisel and stabbing it and then cracking it in half.
Oh, my gosh.
Process.
That's awesome.
I love Capricorns, you know. I'm into my mom's a Capricorn. We already talked about how great she was with my half birthday.
Yeah.
I have some great Capricorn friends, but they're just like a little much sometimes.
Sure. Yeah. Follow up question. Can we come watch you at work?
Oh my God, yes.
Do. Come visit anytime.
Can we shadow with our like I imagine hard hats for some reason. Like we're in the cheese factory. I'm so inspired. Also I went with the feta. I don't know why. I see Caps just like a good old feta salads on its own.
Traditionally made with sheep's milk.
Goat, the G-O-A-T.
The goat, I mean, it's close.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's multi-purpose, which I feel like Capricorns are also can multi-purpose their lives. But I like this idea of using, like, Scorpio and Capricorn. It's interesting that they both involve these, like, tools because they are the ones that I think need, like, devices to, like, break through.
Yeah. You gotta work a little harder to get in with them.
Yes.
I love it.
Damn.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Aquarius.
Tough. Stuff,
okay,
tough order.
It's also really difficult for me because it's Aquarius. You know, we're weirdos. I went with blue.
Yeah.
Because, like, not everyone likes blue, and you kind of have to be a snob, or people like to think they're snobs if they do like blue, and, like, Aquarii were, like, a little snobby, you know? Also, there's this really fun story about Roquefort, which is a specific type of blue cheese from France. And the origin story is that there was this shepherd hanging out with his sheep, and he was eating sheep's milk cheese, just like regular old white sheep's milk cheese, in a cave. And he saw a pretty lady, so he like dropped his cheese and bread and went and chased her. And then after 3 months, he was like totally done with her and ghosted her and came back, and his cheese moldy, and that's how Roquefort was created the first time.
Oh my God.
That like classic Aquarius ghost moment of, you know, oh, actually, this is my destiny. It was just to leave you in the dust.
Whoa.
Like, that's my dating experience.
That's so on point.
That is sick.
That's so funny. I love it.
So what do you think about a fresh mozzarella? Like, I just saw Aquarians really appreciating the, like, I feel like a fresh mozzarella, you can, like, complicate it if you want to, or just, like, take it as it is at face value, but they can kind of go either way depending on where you're catching them in their life. So that was the vibe I got from the aquas.
I think that works. I actually make fresh mozzarella at work.
Oh.
Yeah. So that works, and it's, yeah, I like that. And it's like kind of wet, but can also be a little airy, which is like super aqua.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, well, that's all the signs.
Yeah. Just kidding. Pisces, we would never.
No.
Okay. Pisces is another one where I chose a specific cheese. And I chose Humboldt Fog, which is a goat's cheese from Cypress Grove, which is in California. Have you guys had Humboldt Fog before?
No. The name sounds familiar.
I think so, but
it's like a gorgeous cheese. It comes in like a cake, kind of, and it's rubbed in ash, so it has a black bloomy rind, and then a little tiny layer of goat brie, and then it's like that soft goat cheese in the middle with a line of black ash through it. You guys should just Google image search Humboldt.
Ooh. No, damn. I'm going to store tomorrow. I don't need an image search.
It's like super dreamy. It's gorgeous. It's like, it's an art piece in and of itself because it's so beautiful. But also like the name Humboldt Fog, like I don't know about you guys, but Pisces just seem a little like Humboldt Foggy.
Yes. Yeah.
That tracks.
Totally.
I love that. I don't know why. And maybe it's because Pisces are at the end and they kind of just are like the receiving. I just thought of them as queso, just queso dip. Yeah. They're just like,
oh my gosh, I love that.
They're just like the party. They've like, they've waited their turn and they're just like, it doesn't matter. I'm a puddle of cheese.
That, I like that.
That's awesome.
It is boundaryless. Cheese, yeah. You know?
You can't contain. Yeah. I mean, you have to put it in the vessel. Otherwise, the queso just flows all over your mind. We also have queso.
We're currently eating queso. So,
what kind of queso? Who made it?
I made it.
What's in it?
I don't want to say now that Julia was like, I fucking hate smoked Gouda.
Is it in there?
Oh, shit. Smoked Gouda?
Well, I can't. I'm imagining.
It does have smoked Gouda, well, sharp cheddar, and Velveeta. And a lot of veg.
Well, I didn't taste it in your queso. I'm thinking of, because you didn't say anything. What are the hickory? I'm thinking of like Hickory Farms.
Oh,
you know, yeah. When they give you it's ruined. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hickory Farms can get the fuck out of here.
I didn't put that much in it either. That it would be like a Gouda flavor.
I thought that queso had a nice thick, like, I, you know, sometimes queso is too runny. I liked the that had a nice thickness to it.
Well, you have to add a harder cheese to the. If you use Velveeta or else it just fucking... Anyway, I've been making it for years.
She's a queso expert. What do you think, you know, Stevie... Also, first of all, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Love the
this
list.
Was like...
You are not only a cheese babe, you're an astrologer, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. Just some parting cheese wisdom, I feel like. If... So, like Stevie was saying, and I feel like I've struggled with this too. Like, you know, what should we be looking for? You know, we can't just like cheese ball out all the time. But like, what are like little, like you said, the Parmesan with the cheese?
Yeah.
What are some little hacks, little upgrades, or like what is a quality that we should look for when we're buying cheese? And I know that probably changes depending on the cheese, but
it does. I think. One thing that I always look at when I go into, because I love exploring grocery stores and looking at their cheese section, and if you see something that is saran wrapped by hand, that means they cut that cheese there and it's fresher. Like when you make a charcuterie board or a cheese plate for a party, you don't want to cut up all your pieces hours and hours or days ahead of time because it's going to dry out, right? So you want something that's cut fresh. Anything cut and wrapped in a store for it, if it's like two pieces in like a weird basket off to the side, just buy it, just do it. And also, don't be afraid of cheese. If you don't like it, someone else will like it. You can give it away, but it's like super tasty all the time. You're gonna love it.
Nice.
I love that.
Where can people find you and follow you? We'll post it too, but
okay, my personal Instagram is Maddie Lu, MADIL0U. But I'm gonna be kicking off Cheese Goddess, which is just cheese.goddess.
All right.
I was like waiting for my art to come in from like hired a friend to do the design work. So I've got that in. It's gonna be live really soon.
All right.
Cool.
We'll
oh my
keep,
God.
Yes,
thank you
Cheese
so
Goddess.
Much.
Thank you so much. This was so fantastic. And if you guys are in, yeah, we. Good luck on your test. Keep us posted.
Yeah, and we'll be sharing everything. Yes. But follow cheese.goddess now to get in on before. We'll share it when it's fully live. And we're going to try some new cheeses, I think.
Hell yeah.
All right.
It was so nice to meet
nice
you.
To meet
so
you.
Nice
you.
To meet okay. you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to What's Your Sign. Please rate us 5 stars and subscribe on iTunes or whatever podcast platform you use.
If you like what you heard, please support us on Patreon.
You can also find us online on Instagram at What's Your Sign Podcast or on Twitter at What's YR Sign _ Pod.
You can also like our fan page on Facebook and join our friendship group.
Questions, comments, concerns, or to book a commission chart reading, you can email us at What's Your Sign Podcast at gmail.com.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
What's your sign? Your sign. A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.